Every 40 years or so, for reasons that are not entirely clear, there's a cyclical population explosion of spruce budworms that feed on spruce and fir and defoliate entire trees and forest stands. In Maine, the last outbreak began in about 1970 and ended 15 years later.
For years, I didn't know what a green forest looked like. And very frankly, I remember thinking, this is the end.
Doug Denico is the director of the Maine Forest Service, who worked for International Paper and then Scott Paper at the time of the last outbreak. He didn't think the Maine woods or the forest products industry would ever bounce back.
The budworm's kind of a messy eater. It just eats a little bit of a needle and then spins a web. And come July, those needles dry out and they turn red. And I remember flying over town after town, that all you saw was spruce and fir, mostly fir. They were just red-colored. And then after that, the forest turned gray, and then it's dead. It was a frightening time.
According to the Maine Forest Products Council, the outbreak killed more than 20% of fir trees. But it also led to heavy spraying of insecticides and later bacterial agents. Efforts to salvage dead and dying trees followed, and between the aerial spraying and the buzz of equipment in the Maine woods, a backlash of negative public opinion ensued that eventually led to limits on clear-cutting and the establishment of the Maine Forest Practices Act. Patrick Strauch of the Maine Forest Products Council says this time things will be different. This time, landowners hope to stay ahead of the bug and do targeted pre-salvage cutting.
It doesn't mean that will over-harvest the land. It means that we'll change and we'll cut more spruce and fir than we do hardwood. It doesn't mean that we're going to have a lot of spraying over every acre of land. The B-52 bombers won't be part of the new Maine forest. It'll be very targeted, and we have a lot of rules and regulations that protect from drift, too. So it's a very different environment that we'd be working in.
You know, there is a myth building out there right now in some of the public that we're going to have this massive spray program like we had in the past.
Doug Denico of the Maine Forest Service says that myth should be put to bed.
It cannot happen for many reasons. Just the structure of the forest says no. We don't have town after town of mature fir. You know, it's more isolated where it is. Thinking backward to that big program can rest assured that won't happen, and what we are going to try to concentrate is on, again, this pre-salvage. Pre-salvage is the answer to reduce spraying.
Not only are the spruce and fir younger and smaller and less desirable for sawmills, but land ownership patterns have changed. Back then, it was a vertically integrated system where paper companies owned the land and employed the workers who harvested the wood for paper. Now, it's generally not a paper company that owns the land, but an investment firm, and the interests are different for the long term. That's why this time, the University of Maine is doing modeling to help landowners plan ahead. Dave Strubel is the state's entomologist.
The Cooperative Forest Research Unit has been working with the University of New Brunswick and building hazard maps based upon where there were problems in the past, the current mix of wood on the thing. So assuming that it is as good here as it appears to be over there, we have a fix on where it's most likely to be a problem.
Strubel also has a pretty good idea that it won't be long before the budworm's arrival in northern Maine. There are always naturally occurring numbers, but over the past 2 years, Strubel says there's been a fourfold increase in budworms showing up in traps. State officials hope to complete a disaster preparedness plan by the summer. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.